Good morning from WFSU News. I'm Gina Jordan. The Tallahassee-Leon County Consolidated Dispatch Agency, known as the CDA, is on its fourth director in 5 years, and the agency is constantly trying to hire dispatchers to help field 500,000 calls a year.
911, what is the address of the emergency?
Those calls range from crime reports to accidental pocket dials.
Can you repeat that address for verification?
The agency ran into trouble soon after it was created in 2013. It endured some high-profile technical problems that were blamed, in part, for the shooting death of Leon County Deputy Chris Smith as he responded to a house fire. The CDA was also blamed for bumbled responses in the Benton Hills murder of a Florida State University law professor and a shooting at FSU's Strozier Library. Now a new interim director is at the helm. Steve Harrelson comes to the CDA after nearly 30 years with the Leon County Sheriff's Office. His priorities include getting the dispatch center fully staffed to make sure 911 calls are answered and to boost morale.
When you're shorthanded, folks are having to work overtime and everything, it takes away from their free time with their family. So morale is extremely important because if morale is low, people don't want to come to work. So part of my goal with staffing is also employee wellness and well-being.
The CDA dispatches calls for the Tallahassee Police and Fire Departments, the Leon County Sheriff's Office, and Leon County Emergency Medical Services. What's it like being in the trenches, taking 911 calls 12 hours a day? I sat down with Will Blanton, CDA Communications Training Officer and dispatcher.
It's considered one of the top 13 most stressful jobs in the world. Your worst day is our every day. We are considered the first responder, and yet we're classified under clerical work.
So it's bad hours.
Your schedule, you work a 12-hour shift, 6 to 6 for our agency, long days and lots of overtime.
How's the staffing right now for dispatchers?
Staffing right now, we have 22 current open positions, soon to be 23, with 17 in training, so about 40% down.
40% down. So that's a lot of overtime, but that's also a lot of stress.
Indeed.
You guys deal with terrible situations on a regular basis. You have to be counselors in a way. Do you guys get counseling?
We have the option of the employee assistance program. It's now through a TMH program. And if somebody deals with a particularly bad incident or they're having some issues that are related to the job or something that's kind of that secondary effect like family issues because of things with the job, they have the ability to go for counseling as needed.
How's morale?
That's a sticky situation. Morale is down because of staffing and lots of overtime. That's the way it's going to be. You're going to have some people that can adapt to the circumstance a lot better than others. A lot of people have decided to leave this career field. It's not for everybody.
And that's not just for the CDA. That's in general with this career, isn't it? High turnover.
That's a definite. There's actually an article in the Wall Street Journal that came out like 2 weeks ago that was talking about the systemic low amount of staffing across the United States for emergency call-taking centers. But the job market is doing extremely well. So you have the option of going to work at, say, a big box store that starts out at $14 or $15 an hour and you have nights and weekends off, or you can come in and work a job that starts out in the $14.67 kind of area and be guaranteed to work some nights, some weekends, some holidays.
Why has it been so difficult for the CDA to get and keep a director?
That is another complicated question. The thing that has been commented on time and time again is because there are so many bosses over the director, because you've got so many agencies that want their input, and that whoever's in that slot has got to be able to take all the requests and the demands of all those supervisors and filter it through into making a working product here at the agency.
You've talked about how a bad day for most people is every day for a dispatcher. Can you just talk a little bit about what a typical day would look like?
Well, there is no typical day, unfortunately, because every day is completely different. Your first call in the morning could be an infant that has died. The mother has found that child deceased. Your next call that comes in can be a structure fire with bodies inside, traffic crashes with injuries. You're not just hearing, oh yes, there was a crash that happened. you're listening to a person who was there, who either was involved in it or the witness that just saw the construction truck hit the convertible with the 16-year-old driver that just got her license 2 days ago. You have calls like that all the way to the retiree that's 80, 90 years old, and they just got a cell phone for Christmas, and they don't know how to use it. And they've literally, the only thing they know how to do is dial 911, and they need help. The one thing that stays as a constant thread is that we're here to save lives and to help citizens.
How long have you been doing this?
Coming up on 27 years. October will be 27 years for me.
What has kept you in this business for so long? I mean, have you had days where you thought, there's no way I can go back?
Yeah, without a doubt. There are calls that are going to stay with you. What's kept me in the job, I like helping people.
And you are able to leave it at work most days?
Most days. It's a job that, you know, again, they like to say it's clerical, but what clerical person walks somebody through CPR, choking, you know, dealing with dead bodies, with suicides? We had a call here recently where I had to deal with somebody traveling to find that one of their family members, they were begging and praying that this person was still going to be alive. While on the phone with them, I could see that information had come in where that was not the case. But I had to maintain composure because my job is to make sure that person gets where they get to safely.
What do you say to folks who would point out some serious issues that have been discussed in the media over the years that have happened as a result of errors at the CDA? What do you want those folks to know?
We fully owned up and admitted the errors that have happened. The people that were involved in those actions are no longer with our agency. Steps have gone in to change the training, to change the equipment. So understand that while things have happened in the past, we have an extremely high level of success at what we do.
Will Blanton with the CDA, thank you very much for spending time with us.
Thank you.